There's a growing movement to end the Columbus Day holiday, but the annual Columbus Day parade in East Boston is still going strong, even if some of the participants have mixed feelings about the legacy of Christopher Columbus. WBUR's Simone Rios was in East Boston for yesterday's parade and has this report.
It's just before the start of the annual Columbus Day Parade in East Boston, and a Salvadoran brass band jams out a rendition of Stand By Me. Columbus Day has been associated with Italian-American heritage since it was declared a national holiday in 1937. But the way things are done these days in Eastie, it's a multicultural affair.
I enjoy it. To me, the diversification, they're saying, no, Columbus discovered the New World. Right? So that's what I see in this group here.
That's John Versaloni of Belmont. Originally from Cambridge, he says the diversity of today's Columbus Day celebration is in line with the spirit of the holiday. But as for changing the name of the holiday, Versaloni says not a chance.
There was no controversy about it, say, 30 or 40 years ago. I don't think there was any controversy. Now they say they want to eliminate it as a holiday or take his names down. Statues. This is all nonsense. It's history. It's some people identify it with Italian Americanism, but it's history for everyone.
Another longtime parade goer is Angela Squattieri. She says Columbus Day should stay Columbus Day, but to her, more than anything, the holiday is a celebration of Columbus as an immigrant.
It represents the immigrants of today and how they have to struggle, and how he struggled, and how he was a success, and how they can be a success. And we need to give them a chance.
Columbus Day comes as activists are calling on communities across Massachusetts to stop celebrating a man they say symbolizes the genocide of the indigenous inhabitants of the Americas.
We need to have a different holiday.
Matui Monroe is the lead organizer of the campaign to have Indigenous Peoples Day declared across the state.
And it needs to be a holiday where we not only talk in the schools and elsewhere about the true history of Columbus and of the invasion of the Europeans and what that led to for indigenous peoples, but we also want to talk about and celebrate the ongoing presence and survival of indigenous peoples.
But there's a middle ground between those who want to end Columbus Day and those who want to keep it. About to march in the parade was Ana Flamenco, who came with a dance troupe decked out in traditional clothing from El Salvador. Flamenco has mixed feelings about Columbus and what the conquest of the Americas meant for the indigenous, but she's glad to have the chance to demonstrate her country's traditional dance.
Well, I'm not celebrating, but I am glad that they came. Well, not too glad, but because they came to steal whatever we have already in America. We were already here. Nobody came and discovered us.
If they were to change it to Indigenous Peoples Day, would you also march in that parade?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes.
Even more proudly?
Even more proudly. Yes.
Cambridge, Somerville, and Brookline have already made the change to Indigenous Peoples Day, and activists are pressing the city of Boston to be next. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.